You're listening to the Free to Be Mindful podcast, which provides bite-sized tips for busy parents, educators, and anyone working with kids. These real talk conversations focus on mindful living, mental health, and personal growth, helping all to learn, grow, and inspire with mindfulness in mind. I'm your host, Vanessa De Jesus Guzman, educator, licensed professional counselor, entrepreneur, and mom. I'm passionate about helping folks live life with peace of mind and ease of heart while not losing their, well, you know, here we go. Hello and welcome to episode 151 of the Free to Be Mindful podcast. I hope that you're feeling good, looking good, and doing better in this world than you were yesterday. So if you're listening to this in real time, we are in the month of June, and it's really a time to showcase our pride and support to show that love defies all boundaries. And what I mean by that is celebrating LGBTQ Pride Month. During this month, the community and its allies shed light on its accomplishment, on the struggles in the fight for representation, and the importance of diversity and inclusion. So in other words, Pride Month is a month to celebrate love, to fight stigmas, and to create a just and more supportive community. And why do I believe this to be true? Well, I am aware, especially in the political climate right now, that there are many different political and religious views around this topic. But when it comes down to this topic, here's how I see it. Being educated on something doesn't mean that it has to be for you. To state an example, just because I've learned about the North Pole doesn't mean that I'll be vacationing there anytime in my lifetime. And it also doesn't mean that one has to follow suit with its specific lifestyle or with a specific culture. However, being knowledgeable, kind, and respectful is the key. It makes me think of just how we celebrate LGBTQ in June. We celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month, September 15th to October 15th, or Asian Island Pacific Month in the month of May. Every month has a different celebration, Women's History Month in the month of March, Black History Month in the month of February. And for example, just because we celebrate Women's History Month doesn't mean that everyone has to identify with being a woman. It just means that we are celebrating the accomplishments by those who identify with this group. And that is important because when we look at the history of our country and really nation and globe, we've all come from a certain place. So we have all learned and grown as a society and really have become what we are today. And what we are today will not be what we are 1,000 years from now. But it is because of that that I really believe it's important to, again, be educated on different topics, expand our understanding of different parts of the globe and different religions and different lifestyles. Again, it doesn't mean that it has to be for us. It just means that we are learning and being respectful of what's out there. So, what is the history of Pride Month? Although the LGBTQ rights timeline dates back years and years ago, a key pivotal moment in history was the Stonewall Riots. And the reason why June is considered to be Pride Month is because it commemorates the Stonewall Uprising of June 1969, when people of this community in New York stood up against police brutality and injustice and demanded fair treatment for all. And although this event wasn't the start of it all, it did have a huge impact on progress and was regarded a monumental movement to the fight of advocacy and civil rights. And since then, there have been several other milestones to commemorate marriage equality rulings, legislative changes for equality, social, political, and economic funding, and etc. It's important to recognize and remember the key things in history, learn from them, and fight toward a more inclusive future. When thinking back in history, in the 40s, 50s, 60s, Black and brown folks were treated very differently. And while we always have work to be done, we have come a long way. So when thinking about why is it that we need to commemorate and celebrate and even learn about this month, I think about it all along the same lines. In the sense of, as humans, we should all be treated with kindness, with fairness, and with respect. And that's really what it's all about. But there are many, many more important points as to why it's important to educate on Pride Month. And to start with, it's important that those who identify as part of this community face discriminations, bigotry, violence, suicidal thoughts, and so much more. And although suicide is a tough topic to talk about, we must face and have that discussion because there are real lives and real issues that we need to hear about and that are being impacted each and every day. According to the Trevor Project survey about LGBTQ youth, the survey showed that 45% of LGBTQ youth kids have seriously considered attempting suicide in the past year. And additionally, nearly 1 in 5 transgender and non-binary youth have attempted suicide. And the rates of suicide attempts are generally higher among LGBTQ youth of color, and particularly among the Native and Indigenous LGBTQ youth. 21% say that they've attempted suicide in the past year. In addition to that, 60% of LGBTQ youth who have wanted mental health care in the past year were unable to get it. And 73% of youth reported experiencing symptoms of anxiety, and 58% have reported experiencing depression symptoms. And all of these stats indicate that there is a huge need for mental health awareness and the significance of removing that stigma. Know that if you or a loved one need to talk to someone, please turn to a trusted professional, a loved one, or resources that might help in the process. There's always a suicide and crisis hotline, which can be accessed 24/7 at 988. And the Trevor Project is a great resource as well, both of which will be linked in the show notes. So we educate on Pride Month, just as we educate on various other months, to celebrate the achievements and progress that have been made within this community, but to also acknowledge that there's so much work to yet be done. We educate on Pride Month to honor the people who fought for the rights in history, and we have to educate on Pride Month because it starts with us. So personally speaking, I know when talking to older generations, sometimes they have a hard time understanding the concept, whereas younger generations, they have an easier time accepting it and just knowing things just because they have more access to it. So I did want to provide a little bit of education between the differences of gender expression and sexuality, because sometimes these two things are clumped together when they are two very separate things. So gender expression is how individuals express their gender identity, and this can be done through physical appearance, through behavior, clothing, so many things. The way that you present your gender through your actions, through how you dress, through how you act, all of these presentations are interpreted based upon gender norms. So the example that I like to use here is when we think of the term tomboy, we think of a person who is born female who does not like to wear dresses or skirts or colors to be attached to others who are born female. So that's an easy way to understand the concept of gender expression. So gender identity is your psychological sense of self, who you in your head know yourself to be based on how you align or don't align with what you understand to be the options for that gender. Think about gender identity like in your head, thinking about how womanly you are, how manly you are. It's how you in your head define gender based upon how much you align or don't align to what you understand to be the options for gender. And then that is not equal to your sex or gender, which is what you were assigned at birth, comprised of genitals and chromosomes, hormones, and so much more. And that is not equal to your sexual orientation, which is who you're attracted to. And usually these forms are broken into heterosexual when you're attracted to the opposite gender, homosexual when you're attracted to the same gender, bisexual when you're attracted to both gender, or pansexual, attracted to people regardless of gender. It can be nobody, or it can be people who are born as a certain gender, identify as a certain gender, or none of the above. And when thinking about these two different topics, I like to think of a gingerbread person. So when thinking of a gingerbread person, gender expression is how the person is dressed or decorated, right? They can have different elements of an appearance that is tailored to more masculine or feminine or anything in between. The gingerbread person's actual physical structure, like their biological sex, let's say, if they had one, or their sex assigned at birth, would be male or female, depending on its physical traits, if it were an actual person. And this metaphor is not to define or fully capture the actual experience or diversity of the human mind and body, because it can really vary, but it just provides an example of how different identities can exist and how we can try to understand each other and our identities. A great resource to understand this gingerbread example is genderbread.org, which I'll have linked in the bio. Hopefully that clears up in understanding the differences to all the components that make up who we are. So in my practice, I do work with very young children, teens and young adults, who sometimes question their gender identity or explore different gender expressions. And as I mentioned before, while it's easy for the kids, it can be challenging for parents because they're not just as well-versed as perhaps their kids are. And it is really difficult. I've seen it. For parents to sometimes accept these ideas of who their kids are becoming. And I compare it to parents who have children who are neurodivergent or who have learning disabilities or anything like that, because as parents, we have in our minds a certain way of what we think our kids' lives would be. I know I myself, for my son, I see him playing sports. He's not all that athletic, but it's something that we push because that's what we have in our minds for him. My brothers are musicians, so I expose my son to music because, again, it's something that I have in my mind for him. Using the same example, every time that I go to a wedding, I picture myself dancing with my son when he gets married. And because of the way that I see a wedding in my head, being really honest with you, I picture him in a suit next to somebody in a white dress and me dancing at his wedding. But that doesn't mean that those are all the things that are going to happen. He may not be standing next to somebody in a white dress or standing next to somebody at all, or even choose to get married. So as parents, we raise our kids with this idea of what we want for our kids and who we want our kids to be. And that gets challenged when our kids do not fall in line with this picture that we have in our minds ourselves. So it's really a tough thing that parents deal with when they give up the way that they want their kids to be, whether it be based on expectations, societal pressures, or maybe just a lack of understanding for who their kids are becoming themselves. And in a perfect world, there would be no hatred, right? But we know that unfortunately, it's just not that clear cut. And it's hard for parents to go through this, and even harder for them to see their child go through difficult and challenging situations. So if you're struggling with how to reframe your mindset and find healthier ways to be present for your child, here are some strategies. The first is to just have a good relationship with your child. And that starts by playing with them, listening to them, giving them your undivided attention without distractions, to create a safe space for them where you can have any type of discussion without us judging their thoughts or mindset. As kids navigate their identity, they're going to need someone they can trust and turn to, whether they're confused, scared, angry, upset, or anything having to do about navigating their emotions, they're going to feel vulnerable. And we really have a big part in deciding where is it that we're going to go, because we can tell our kids, you can talk to me about anything, but if they turn to us and then we're judging and yelling and screaming and putting them down, then they won't turn to us again in the future. So when we're having different types of discussions with our children, whether it be on this topic or anything else, listen more than you speak. Be kind, ask honest questions, and let them be an active part of the discussion. And that kindness is huge. Show kindness, show affection, try to make your child as comfortable as they can be, and let them know that no matter what, they can turn to you and that they can be supported and not having to face challenges at home or alone, because the world can be harsh out there. And we can choose whether they're going to be supported at home or whether they're going to be alone in sometimes what is a very harsh and unkind world. Also, find ways to educate yourself on identities and join them in the learning and the celebrating. And know that even if your child's life isn't the life that you pictured, you're creating an environment where your child can hopefully be honest. And as a result, this will help them in so many ways. It's going to help them reduce stress and deal with stress much more easily. It's going to build their self-esteem to give them the comfort and allow them to speak up. And it's going to create a space where they feel that they can truly be themselves and not have so many mental health issues, which, as we shared earlier, can end tragically sometimes. So, of course, as with any topic, there's so many layers and there's a depth of information that we can dive into, but this is just touching the surface. This is just providing you with knowledge, information, and hopefully a new or updated view as to how we can see ourselves as people. We have many layers to our personality. We have many layers to the way that we think, and we have many layers to the human experience. And no way is really right or wrong, again, as long as we are always learning and growing, as long as we are being kind and respectful to one another. So as we celebrate Pride Month, we celebrate equality, love, diversity, and so much more. And by educating ourselves and advocating for rights, we defy boundaries and create environments for everyone filled with love and with hope. Supporting our kids and fighting for what we believe really goes a long way in making the change. And this change can start from our own hearts and in our own homes. I now invite you to join me for the short guided meditation. So right now, regardless of where you are or what you're doing, I invite you to take a deep breath in and a full breath out. And as you take your second breath, I want you to picture someone you love. Now, there's different forms of love and shapes that love takes, but I want you to think of that romantic and intimate love. And whether you're thinking of one person or many people, notice how you don't have to define gender in that thought. That person or those people just pop into your head. And as we think of those we love, although we think of qualities, characteristics, maybe status, we think of things that we consider our type and what we'd like to have, let's say in a partner or in relationships. But when it comes down to it, we just take that person, maybe despite of who they are on the outside, and hopefully love them for who they are on the inside. My friends, I hope that you remember that love is love. And imagine what the world would be like if we had just a little more kindness and a little more love in everyone's hearts, minds, and souls. Have a great week. I hope you enjoyed this week's show. It would mean a ton if you took this moment to review the Free to Be Mindful podcast on the platform you catch your favorite shows. That quick and easy act lets me know what you enjoy, and it helps others find the podcast too. And of course, don't forget to subscribe so you can listen along next week. In the meantime, I welcome you to catch me on social media at Counselor V. De Jesus. And as always, remember, in a world where you are free to be anything that you want to be, you are always free to be mindful. Catch you next week.